We Talk Podcast presents...
Captain, people are afraid.
That's why I'm here. We need to be put in check.
Whatever form that takes, I'm game.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. It's another special episode where myself and Mackenzie compete to see who's right. And this time it's going to be me. And this time it is Spider-Man versus...
the greatest superhero of all time, Steven Rogers. America, America, America. I know you're all chanting at home.
You know we live in Canada, right?
Yeah, Joel, you know he helps us out too, right?
So does Spider-Man.
How? How has Spider-Man helped out Canada?
Well, he's
there's
lives
not
in...
even spiders in Canada. It's too fucking cold.
There's a spider right over there. There's no spider. But I'm going to die, so that's good to know. There's no real structure to this, because we can't really do characters, How I Met Your Mother plot. So I guess just like a minute opening... a minute opening statement on your thoughts on why Captain America is better than Spider-Man.
I'm graciously going to let you go first, because I feel like I'm always going first with these, so you go ahead and go first.
Well, okay. I think the biggest thing, the debate between Spider-Man and Captain America, is that Spider-Man is not out of a petri dish. He's very much built in his own ways. He's a relatable, he's a hero that has vulnerabilities. He is not perfect. He's made mistakes. He's someone that you can sit there and go, hey, I can relate to this guy. I can like this guy. He has a great sense of humor, and he's been through absolute hell. The only person that has more people die in his arm is Batman, and that's in a whole other comic book universe. So, I think with Spider-Man, it's always that with great power comes great responsibility, and just what he's had to go through to get to a certain point in his life. He's lost a lot, he's made a lot of sacrifices, he's made some poor choices, but his imperfections are what make him perfect, and that's why Spider-Man's better than Captain America.
You definitely said some good points. I'm not gonna lie. That wasn't terrible. Just because I never thought of Spider-Man in that way, that he's relatable. But on the other hand, my argument would be is that Captain America's the best because he isn't relatable. He's this role model for everyone to live up to. Even the character, Chris Evans, who plays him, said that he's the man I want to be. He's the man every man should want to be. And that's what you want in your superheroes. You want them to be brave and strong and perfect in some sort of way. Yeah, he fucks up every now and then, Bucky, but at the end of the day, he's Captain America, you know, he saved the world, you know, freedom, and he's perfect. He's what all other superheroes are trying to get at. He's the top.
You know, I'll give you that. That's definitely a good point, but I think when we look at, these two are very different. And that's one thing with, they're very much apples and oranges. But I think if we're going to look at who has come through by himself, he doesn't have the Avengers. He's not allowed to be a part of the Avengers. That's been very clear.
They won't let him in. They don't let losers into the Avengers. But the thing is that Captain America doesn't need the Avengers. He's the captain of the Avengers. He's the reason there is an Avengers. So it's more they need him, less of he needs them. And that's been proven in Captain America 2. None of the Avengers came in to really help him, other than Black Widow, but she's in all the movies. Whereas, like, Tony Stark always seems to be calling someone in, you know? There's always someone that they need help with. Whereas Captain America can run it on his own, but he seems to always show up for them.
Spider-Man has been on his own. He's had to be on his own. And he's fought... He has had to fight the Sinister Six by himself. He's had to fight the Green Goblin. He's had to deal with Gwen Stacy. When Gwen Stacy was taken hostage, she could have easily called in the National Guard, everyone in the Avengers to come and help. But he did it on his own, and he failed. And in that regard, he tried his best.
But being a hero isn't trying your best. Being a hero is about winning.
Being a hero is having that moral compass.
No, it's not. It's about winning.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. If you're a hero, you're going to win. I'm not going to call in Peter Parker for he can try his hardest and get a good job sticker. I want Steven Rogers to come in and fucking save my ass.
But the biggest thing is a hero, by definition,
is... No, what definition are you using?
I'm using my definition, darn it.
That's not a real definition. The book of Joel isn't a real thing.
Yes, it is. And you can buy it online on eBay. I look at Spider-Man and I always go, he's the guy that you described at times. He's the guy that people want to be. He's the guy that you want to be, that guy that
Spider-Man?
When your back's against the wall, will keep trying. He doesn't stop. He doesn't sit there and go, well, guys, I give up.
Yes, he does. He does do that. Spider-Man 3, that happened. He totally let that black suit take him over. He gave up on everything and became a weird emo guy. Like, that's giving up.
But at the end of the day, he always comes...
The scene from that movie is him throwing away the Spider-Man suit. That's him giving up, Joel.
But he doesn't fully give up because he comes back. He finally comes in, and he's the reason that they save the day. There's no Captain America to come in and save the day. It's Spider-Man that comes in and defeats Venom, helps Sandman, and New Goblin does his thing. That movie
yeah,
is...
very confusing near the end.
Yeah, it was very all over the place. But Spider-Man... In any incarnation of him, in the cartoons, in the movie, in this new incarnation, the one thing that you always see is, that's Spider-Man. I'm happy. I'm sitting there like, hey, I feel like, oh, that's cool. That's Spider-Man there. Let's watch what he does. That, to me, speaks more than, oh, there's Captain America, the Superman of the Marvel Universe.
That is what he is, and I'm totally okay with that. Like, I'm not a big fan of Spider-Man, although I think Henry Cavill does an amazing job as playing Superman. I meant Superman, not Spider-Man. But I think, obviously, Captain America is the Superman of Marvel because they're that idealism of perfect. They're what all the heroes are trying to be. They're the mimicking. If there hadn't been a Captain America when Spider-Man grew up in his tiny teen world, reading those comics, probably read Captain America... He wouldn't have tried to become Spider-Man. It was because of heroes like Captain America that Spider-Man decided to become a hero.
But the biggest thing with that is, okay, maybe Captain America inspired and Superman inspired these people to become heroes and try to be more. But Spider-Man becomes more, and he becomes greater than Captain America.
But you just can't say that. You need proof that he did that. How did he become more? What has Spider-Man really saved? He has saved himself. He has saved Mary Jane, and he has saved Gwen Stacy. Who has he killed? Joel, Uncle Ben, almost Mary Jane, almost Gwen Stacy, James Franco. I can't think of his name in the comic books. I think he killed the Sandman. I don't remember how that movie ended. But he also killed Topher Grace, and fuck that guy, because Topher Grace is fucking amazing. How dare Tobey Maguire kill him?
Well, but look at... Spider-Man has saved kids. Spider-Man has saved the city of New York multiple times.
Oh. Did he save it in 2010 when the Avengers came out? Did he? When they were like, oh, we need all the help we can get. Who stayed at home? Who didn't come out to play?
Who didn't have his superpowers at that time?
He would have had his super... The Andrew Garfield movie had already come out. He could have been in it. With me right now. He could have been in that movie.
No, he couldn't have the rights.
He could have. I don't care about the rights. Spider-Man didn't show up. Andrew Garfield could have rolled on over and been in that movie. Contracts be damned.
He could have, if he wanted to, he would have been there. But contracts had him sitting at home going, I want to be out there, but
Here's
I can't.
Here's the thing. We need to think about this right now, for the sake of this part of the argument. We need to think of it as if there aren't contracts and that these aren't actors. We will get to that point later. But as for right now, did Spider-Man show up for that fight?
No.
So did he save New York every time it was in trouble?
Yes.
No.
No, he did not. But if you look at it, where was Captain America when the Sinister Six attack? He could easily have knocked all their blocks off. So where was he? Where was he when Doc Ock switched bodies with Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and then became the superior Spider-Man?
He was frozen during that time. I know you were going to bring that up. During that whole period, he still would have been frozen.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would have, because when he becomes unfrozen at the end of his first movie, all the Spider-Man... Okay, trying to get out of the movie area. But, like, when he comes out, Spider-Man had already, like, done everything and was just kind of being settled as being Spider-Man. No adventures were really happening to him right at that time. all of his adventures had already happened.
Yep.
That's a true fact. I Googled that.
Oh. darn Google. Even then, like, when Spider-Man switched bodies with Doc Ock.
What a weak thing happened.
Yeah, I'm not very... We'll get into that discussion another day. You see that even when he was just merely afloat in atoms and just a thing of a figment of imagination in Doc Ock, Peter Parker, it was very confusing. He's still there trying to come back because he knows they need him. And he's fighting his way to come back. Would Cap do the same?
You're right, Joel. Spider-Man is really good at trying. You know who else is good at trying? Sidekicks! Which is what Spider-Man should be. Which is what he looks like he is in this second of in Civil War.
No, he doesn't. He
looks
takes
like Tony Stark's bitch. That's what he looks like.
How dare...
He was waiting for his cue to show up.
He stole...
You know what a real hero would have done? Shown up.
He took the shield from Captain America. Your little captain standing there supposed to be aware and the best superhero of all time standing there. Da-da-da! Oh, webbing? Someone took my shield! How is this possible?
Can we go back to the idea that they're movies now? Because Chris Evans had a stage direction and had to let that happen?
I think if there's no contracts, then it negates one of your arguments. I'm out to win this time. I need to win.
Okay, well then to be fair, in the universe that is Marvel, you're standing there, you're in the middle of a heated argument with someone who's trying to, like, fuck you over, Tony Stark. You're not going to be paying attention to a bug in the sky.
That bug took the shield. Remember that. The little bug took the
shield. If that's the only argument you have, though, it's a weak argument because we don't know how that movie's going to end. We don't know how long he has the shield for. Also, Captain America is more than his shield. If we're doing that, if someone took Spider-Man's powers away, he's nothing. Someone takes Captain America's shield away, he's still Captain America.
You take Captain America... If Spider-Man's powers got taken away, he still has his brain. If you take Captain America's powers away, he's just a scrawny little kid that's 80.
How dare you? No, he's not. The whole point of how he became Captain America is because they chose him. They're like, that kid has something. He has something that none of these other guys have. He jumped on the fucking grenade, and that is what it comes down to.
But Spider-Man has something inside.
He jumped on the fucking grenade, Joel, and that's why he won.
Spider-Man has the exact same thing. He has that. Yes, he does.
He has teen angst and acne. That is what Spider-Man has. Oh, Mary Jane doesn't love me. That's his catchphrase.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Read the comic books. I guarantee he says that at least one per issue.
No, he didn't.
Said it one per minute in the movie.
No, he didn't. I think if you strip... Let's strip the powers away from both these guys. So... Spider-Man doesn't have his powers. He's just Peter Parker. He's also one of the most brilliant scientists in the world. So, and he helps make changes through being that scientist. What does skinny little Captain America do?
Okay, well, if we're taking away his powers, he's Steve Rogers. Because without the powers, he's not Captain America. But goes back to your argument earlier about what you were saying was so great about Spider-Man is that he keeps trying. Steve Rogers never... gave up on wanting to join the army. That was his dream. He was like, asthma be damned, I'm joining the army. He did everything he could to get in there, and once he was in there, he tried as hard as he could. And if you're saying that's the definition of hero, Joel, then he's the definition of hero.
Spider-Man never stopped trying. Even when he lost his powers. He lost his powers, he became a scientist, and he made differences. So they're equal. They're both equal in that regard.
Fine, we'll leave it at in that regard, but... Here's the thing, you're comparing a scientist to a soldier in the army in World War II. Like, you can't compare those two things. Obviously, one of them is an amazing act of courage, and the other one, you were a nerd who stayed at home in high school and read.
There's nothing wrong with that. I read
it. There's nothing wrong with that, but one of us saved the world. So, I mean...
If I was in danger, I'd want Spider-Man to save me.
Yeah, you're just saying that to win the argument. Real-life circumstances here. Fire ring around you right now. Okay? Spider-Man has no way of getting over you. How is he gonna save you?
Science.
No science. He has to save you as being Spider-Man. He has no time to run to the lab and cook something up. You're gonna die. You have 2 seconds.
I'm gonna pick Spider-Man.
No, but what is he gonna do for you, Joel?
The web! He's gonna be able to pull me up.
The fire would burn that web. Burn that shit.
Jump through the flame.
No, he wouldn't.
He saved the little baby when everything was in fire in Spider-Man 1. Even though Green Goblin had that as a trap, Spider-Man still went in. Even though it was fire, and his webbing would have been burnt, and his costume would have been burnt, and he would have been on fire, we would have had a roasted spider, but he still went in and did it.
And Captain America runs into the fire at the end of the first one to try to save his friend.
So they're equal on that, then.
You're comparing a scientist to a World War II vet. There's no argument there, Joel.
But he's a World War II vet. Spider-Man's just a regular guy. Willing...
That's the point. I don't want a regular guy as my hero.
I do. That's great. Anyone, when you look at the comics, and I've got a stack of comics right here, you look at all these guys, the ones that appeal the most, or at least I find for a good third of the population. No one's wrong when they have favorite comic book characters. You look at who appeals the most, and it's Spider-Man and Batman, because they're just guys. They're just plain Jane guys that may have issues and should have gone to therapy for Batman. He should have gone to therapy. I will admit that. But he still tries, and he still fights to do right by Gotham. And Spider-Man...
We're on the Batman track right now. We're not doing DC today.
Spider-Man, he lost Uncle Ben due to his fault.
It was his fault.
And he fully admits it.
Heroes don't fuck up.
Yes, they do.
Fucked up. No, you're not allowed to. You're a hero. You're not allowed to. Mayor Nenshi's not allowed to swear to an Uber driver. Spider-Man's not allowed to kill his uncle.
I'm thinking.
While you're thinking, I'd like to thank Phoenix Comics. I went there on the weekend to get some information, and they were very helpful. They would agree that Captain Marvel overall is the best hero, and that I do look like her. And also, did I force them to say that? Yes. And also, they told me to bring up a very interesting point with you, so whenever you're ready to catch up here.
You bring up your interesting point?
Who would win in a fight, Tobey Maguire or Chris Evans?
The actors now?
Yeah,
where
they told me to bring that up. They're like, you have to do that.
Well, probably be Chris Evans, because Chris Evans is massive.
He's a fucking beast.
But if we gave them the power, Spider-Man would win, because he has the spider sense.
No, but right now we're not talking about that. We've taken them out, we're adding the contracts in, we're adding the actors in. Chris Evans would beat up Tobey Maguire.
Yes, he would, and he would beat up Andrew Garfield, and he'd probably beat up Tom Holland, who is playing Spider-Man in the new movie Civil War.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? He's not a man, though. He's a kid. It can't be Spider-Man if he's 13.
Well, he started when he was in high school, so that's kind of... The Spider-Man story, like, it's one of those things that's a little bit more fluid, where they can kind of move the age range for him where they need him to be. So I'm cool with it, and from all indication I'm hearing, I've tried to avoid seeing a lot of Spider-Man stuff, because I don't want it spoiled for me. I want to watch it in the theater and enjoy it and be like, yay, Spider-Man! I'm perfectly cool, but I definitely have to wait and see the movie, because Andrew Garfield was a good Spider-Man. Tobey Maguire was a very good Spider-Man. Peter Parker. Very interested to see how Tom Holland does. And they've approved Spider-Man Homecoming. I don't know how I feel about that name.
Yeah, I agree with you that Tobey Maguire made a good Peter Parker, and then Andrew Garfield made a good Spider-Man, because I feel like, just looking from a Spider-Man fan's point of view, which I'm not, but if I had to look at it through that way, Peter Parker was supposed to be a nerd, Tobey Maguire played that really good, but Andrew Garfield played a lot of the better sassy kind of more Spider-Man lines. But I don't understand how in this movie, based on what I've seen from the Spider-Man movies, in Civil War, has he already gone through figuring out that he's in high school and Uncle Ben's already died? Like, yeah. That's all already happened.
Yeah.
And then, like, Tony Stark came and was like, I need you, son.
I think because right now the Marvel Universe is having a lot of things pop up, like Daredevil, Jessica Jones. There's a lot of things popping up now.
Black Panther.
There's a lot of people starting to pop up and become heroes. So I think Tony has a radar for these guys, and I think they noticed a little web slinger in New York going around now. So I think that Uncle Ben's been shot. I think... I don't think Gwen's died yet because it's too soon to kill off Gwen Stacy, so I think she's still around. I think Mary Jane's still there, and I think Harry Osborn, Norman Osborn are still very prevalent in his life. Very interested to see this movie because one of my favorite incarnations is Spider-Man, and if you win, you should watch a couple episodes. If I win, you should watch a couple episodes of Spectacular Spider-Man. And he was in high school in that, and they did a very good job with those characters in that universe. I will give you this. Chris Evans is the perfect choice for Captain America. There's no debate where I could sit there and go, well, I think this actor would be better. It's just like Hugh Jackman with Wolverine. That was the perfect choice at that time. Charles Xavier, who they had casted as him in the original one, that was great. They've had moments where they've done very well at casting, and these people are like, holy crap, that's him. This is awesome. So once they cast Mackenzie as Captain Marvel, then we can have the debate. Was it a good one or not? I think, all in all, Captain America has his positives. Like, I'm not going to sit there and say I don't dislike Captain America. Or I sit there and I go, oh, Captain America, I don't mind him. But Spider-Man's better.
Spider-Man was the first comic book I ever read too, and I think I do need to mention that. And also that my sister's initials are both MJ, based on that character, because my dad's a huge Spider-Man fan. And actually, I always come to my dad when we have these podcasts. I'm like, Dad, how am I gonna beat Joel? And this time he was like, you can't. You have no argument. He wins this one. You won with How I Met Your Mother. That one was obvious, but like, you're not winning this one. And that was weird because your parents are supposed to support you. By the way, Rhonda, thank you for your vote. And
thanks, Mom. You're a wonderful human being for helping me out.
But the thing is that Spider-Man, yes, he was a great first comic for me to read. And yes, obviously, because I tried to go by MJ for... Do you want me to hold it? And because I tried to go by MJ in middle school based on that, obviously, I care about Spider-Man. But then, growing up, you realize there's better things out there. You grow out of those stages, and you find Chris Evans. And you're like, he makes a terrific Human Torch, but I would like to see him in a more serious role. I think he would make a really good Captain America. Years later, Stanley finally got my letters, and he became Captain America. And that was so perfect. I truly love that.
I think the one thing that it's definitely the casting of these characters are very important, because you need to have them carry the virtues of the characters. And I think both Spider-Man and Captain America have virtues that are valuable. And it hasn't been easy to cast Spider-Man because you need to have that right balance of the vulnerability, but able to kick ass, a smart ass, a teenager, all those things. Because he has so much dynamic range where he is so many things to so many different people. He's a son, he's got to live with his aunt and uncle. He's got to deal with high school and the people around him, MJ, Gwen when she's alive, Eddie. He's got to deal with Harry as that friendship deteriorates. Him and Norman Osborn are destined to fight forever. And he's also got to be the photographer for the Daily Planet. He's got so many things that he has to be on top of being a superhero and fighting for New York. That, to me, speaks more than just being this soldier that fights and saves the world. Captain America only knows one thing. He knows to be a soldier. Spider-Man has to do so much more.
And we've talked about that before, because so many of the times Spider-Man has lost because of all those people. You know, he has to protect Mary Jane. He has to help Gwen. He has to hide his identity from his aunt. And, like, he has to take the photos. And all this is getting in his way. And I think the great thing about Captain America is that, all in all, it is a superhero movie. When I took a whole bunch of couple photos, and it was, like, iconic love scenes. And one of them was Spider-Man. And so you can argue that Spider-Man's a love story. Can you argue that Captain America is? No, because it is just a superhero movie. That is why we watch these movies. We want to see the guy win. We don't want to see him try and fail, and then try some more and fail, and then eventually do a good job and get the girl. I don't want to see that. If I want to watch that, I'll watch a Matthew McConaughey movie. If I want to see a superhero movie, I want to see some ass kicking, and that's what Chris Evans does as Captain America.
That's a fair point, but for me, I think this is just a matter of opinion at this point, is I enjoy the movies that have Like there are some superhero movies, like Batman versus Superman. It's just people fighting. And Winter Soldier, probably one of the best Marvel movies they've done to date. It's a lot of just fighting. Fighting, spy, espionage, political thriller, all these things. But the one thing that I always enjoy about Spider-Man, there's a little bit of everything. He's got to try to balance. It's like, hey, holy crap, that's kind of like me. Not, I haven't been bitten by a radioactive spider, I'd be dead. But he's got to do all these things. He's got to have so much balance to his life. And it's like, oh, I have to have a whole bunch of, ooh, I can relate to this guy. This is awesome. I don't sit there and go, oh, I really wish they could choose me for the super serum program and I could be Captain America. It would be wonderful. With Spider-Man, it's kind of like, I can put myself in his shoes. I can go out and grab my camera and be like, I'm kind of like Peter Parker taking pictures right now. This is cool. In my net little nerd world.
You're not supposed to be able to do that with superheroes, though. Like, I say, like, during our romantic movie podcast we did. Took me a while to get that out. During that podcast that we did. There's a lot of characters where, like, I was like, Bridget Jones, for example, I'm always like, I totally do that all the time. That is why I watch her movie. I want to be relatable to her. But I don't want to watch that when watching a superhero movie. That's not the point of those movies. The point is that you're going there to watch the action, the espionage. You want to get to the next place already. And that's what Chris Evans does. He moves the story. Captain America does. He moves the stories along. You know, like, he does that. Captain America 2 Winter Soldier needed to happen for the Age of Ultron could happen, right? So he's the puzzle pieces that stacks all of them together. Whereas Spider-Man, people aren't even, like, they don't recognize him as a hero. They recognize him as a movie, almost. Because when you think, oh, who's your favorite Marvel superhero? They immediately go to the Avengers. They immediately pick up one from there and say them. Or now because of Deadpool, they immediately say Deadpool because that's Ryan Reynolds. So yeah, or if you go to DC, they go to the Justice League. And so you don't really go outside of those groups. And because Spider-Man has tried to be so many different things, a comedian, a love story in there, it's still a little bit of action, it's mystery, it's death. I don't consider him a superhero.
I will respectfully disagree. I consider him a superhero. I definitely think that he's the embodiment of a superhero. But on the flip side, I can see where you're coming from. And that's one thing, at least with this, it's not like, no, you're just wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit here and just... No, I can see the side you're coming from, but I think Spider-Man is the epitome of what a superhero is. When it's well-written, when it's got... And Spider-Man's got some terrible plots in the comics. Horrible. Clone Saga, I don't even want to talk about it. But he's got so many things that is like, that's what a superhero can be. I look at Batman, same thing with, those are my two. Either one of those are like, those are heroes to me. Those are the guys that I'm like, ooh, I want to be just like you. And with Captain America, I think there is that, I want to be like you. But I think he suffers from something I like to call the Superman syndrome, where he's too perfect. And it's really hard to, because it's really hard to put him in peril. And have a good story where you're kind of like, oh God, what's going to happen in Captain America? Spider-Man, you're always like, oh God, are they going to kill Gwen? Are they going to kill Mary Jane? What are they going to do? Uncle Ben, no, don't die. Don't go down. With Captain America, you're kind of like, well, he's going to punch his way out of it and he'll be fine. So your emotional investment drops a little bit, I guess. That would be my argument.
It does, and I get that. It's more when you're watching Spider-Man, there's a chance Spider-Man could die. That is an easy way for them to end those movies. You can't really kill Captain America. Well, I guess we'll see. He might die. But so far in the movies, as you're watching it, you're like, well, he can't die. He's Captain America. They need him for this, right? He's the leader of the Avengers. If he dies, what are they going to do? And so, I had a good point. And so because of that, I feel he's the best hero, because it comes back to that argument of, if you were in a situation where you were about to die, who would you call? The one who might die? Like Spider-Man, we've said he can die. Or the one who you know is not going to die. He will save you. That is how his story ends, you getting saved.
That is a fair point. And that is definitely, now that I see that point, I'm like, grr. But I also look at it as, yeah, Captain America can't die. Or he's very less likely to die. He has died in the comics. Spider-Man's died in the comics. And Spider-Man died saving Captain America, by the way. We'll get to that point in a few minutes. But I always look at it as, what's more heroic, the guy that could potentially die or the guy that can't die? Which one takes more bravery to step out and do it?
That's true. If we're considering bravery, then I guess you go back to the point of which one of them fought in one of the greatest wars of all time. Even though he had asthma, probably wasn't going to live, had to sneak his way in. You know, it was very low chance that he was going to survive the war, but he took that chance of going in there, you know, and he jumped on that live grenade, but turned out to be a dud. That was brave as hell, and he continued bravery. And you see that in Civil War. What he's doing is very unheroic. He's taking Bucky's side. That's very unheroic of him. I wouldn't agree with that situation. He did not consult me. I find that offensive. Why didn't he call me? He has my number. But I think that's brave, because that is standing up for your friend. That is taking a stance. You're saying, I don't believe what S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing right now is right. I'm going to go on my own path, and I'm going to be brave. So if we're comparing braveness, Captain America just won that category.
Well, no, he didn't, because during the Civil War comic book run, Spider-Man took the ultimate stand of bravery, standing with Iron Man and revealing his true identity to the world. So exposing everything, because he believed what Iron Man believed. And so he took that chance, and it definitely was not his most brilliant idea, I will say, but is definitely going like, I'm taking a chance because I believe what Iron Man says. Was Iron Man right? I don't know. Was Captain America right? Maybe. Both sides are very... The one thing with the Civil War is both sides are right and wrong at the same time. There's very much kind of like, well, guys, can't we just get along and just, you know, agree on stuff, please? I just want you guys to fight. But Spider-Man took a risk.
Yeah, and he took a risk, but that's not being brave. There's a different kind of risks. What the kind of risk that Captain America is taking in this movie by protecting Bucky and saying this isn't right what's happening in the world, that's a risk. What Spider-Man is doing is saying, oh, they want me to be a part of a team? Yes, finally, someone loves me and I'm not just a nerd. Maybe now MJ will love me or Gwen will love me because I'm just a nerd and I need to prove myself worth.
I don't think it was that, but then again, I don't think Spider-Man went that path, but it is entirely possible that it was like, oh, I have a chance to be a part of something. Maybe he wanted to be a part of something because he knows he can make a difference. Maybe that's his ulterior motive is, geez, I can go out there and I can be a part of this group and I can save the world for the better. Maybe
that's what I'm saying. He did choose that. He said, I'm going to be part of this group. I know Tony Stark really well. He's the Avenger captain, kind of. But I'll take it. Your arm's getting sore. Joel's being a wimp. And he's saying, oh, wow, Tony Stark is one of the leaders of the Avengers. And Captain America's gone rogue. I guess that's pretty bad if he went rogue, not really having all the information. I guess I should join Tony Stark's side because he's still with S.H.I.E.L.D. And I guess that makes sense. That was me doing Peter Parker's voice. I think it was pretty spot on. Your comments, Joel?
I don't think it was spot on, but that's besides the point. I think that between the choice Spider-Man make, I don't think he just went, okay, sign me up, woohoo! I think he kind of thought about it. We'll see in the movie. Ultimately, we're going to see why he made the choice. And it's very interesting why he made the choice, because he is on Iron Man's side. But in the comic books, he doesn't stay on Iron Man's side. He switches to Cap's side. So that, to me, shows that there is that moral compass inside of him that when he thinks, okay, we'll go this side, and when things start to go too far, he's like, okay, we can't do this. This is wrong. And he pays for it, and he goes to the other side, and he's like, I'm going to help you guys because what they're doing on that side doesn't line up with my beliefs. And I think that speaks volumes as a hero as well, because they're kind of like, I've got to make the right choice, and I didn't at the first time. Here's me making another attempt to do right by the people around me, my fellow superheroes, and the people in my life.
I have 2 points to that. First one being, so you just agreed with me, is that he got the option to be a part of Tony Stark's team. He said yes, but then later realizes that's the wrong choice and switches over to Captain America's side. Thus saying that he didn't put a lot of thought into joining Tony Stark. I think, honestly, I don't think he was just like, oh, yes, Tony Stark, I'll totally do that. I think it was more him thinking, oh, it's really weird that Captain America has gone rogue and doesn't want to be a part of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore, because S.H.I.E.L.D. is obviously the good guys. That's been proven over and over again. S.H.I.E.L.D. is the good guys. So he, in his mind, I can see it being Captain America looks like the bad guy, because he's not with S.H.I.E.L.D. Tony Stark is. And then he realizes that it's different and switches over. But then what does that say about his character, that he can just switch like that? The whole point of this movie is that Captain America isn't going to just switch like that. He knows who Bucky is, and he's going to stay with him. And Anthony Mackie, who plays... I always get the name wrong of who Anthony...
Falcon.
I always want to say the Albany Falcon. That's not right, is it? No. So he plays Falcon. I love that. Him anyways. That's beside the point. He will stay beside Cap because he knows that's the right decision. Doesn't matter what goes down that road. He's staying with Captain America because that is the right thing to do.
But what happens if... Just say hypothetically, it won't happen, but say Cap starts killing people, innocent people. Does Falcon stay on that side because it's just, I gotta stay on this side, or is he gonna sit there and kind of question it and make an alternate choice or call an audible?
I think he has to stay beside Captain America, and he's gonna figure out if that was the right choice eventually, but being a hero is kind of sticking to your guns and doing what's right. And at the beginning of the movie, he says... If they're shooting at you, that means they're shooting at me at the beginning of the trailer. I shouldn't say the movie. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, I doubt that's how the movie starts. But anyways.
I'm sure Cap too.
And I think that's a really important side of a hero, is that he's going to stay with his beliefs, which are held in Captain America, throughout the whole movie, despite of what those beliefs do. And like, we could compare that to people who are very strong in Christian beliefs, because they're going to go with God no matter what happens. Yeah, that's what made me think of it. There's a giant cross in Joel's room right above his bed, actually, ladies. So when you come over, remember, Jesus is watching.
is there a hole I can... No hole. Darn. Oh, boy. Thank God I'm editing this. I think that... I don't know. I think both sides have their merits. I think both do. But ultimately, I'm going to stand by the yellow... not the yellow. Man! The yellow lantern, everybody! I'm going to stand by the blue and the red and the black.
And the white! Because you disagreed with Captain America.
No, Spider-Man. You know, I don't trip up that easy. I trip up every once in a while, but... I think that Spider-Man is the better hero. He's proven it time and time again that even though there are faults, there are imperfections, he's an alright guy, and I would be more than okay to sit and talk with him and Deadpool. That'd be fun.
It's not about sitting and talking with them, Joel. It's about which one do you want them to save you. That is what it comes down to. That's who you decide who's the better hero. You're about to die. Who are you going to call?
I want to make a Ghostbusters joke, but I'm gonna refrain for a second and go with Spider-Man.
Well, no, because you already said you're gonna pick the hero who's guaranteed to win. Captain America will punch your way out of that situation. Spider-Man will just keep trying and then failing and then trying and then failing. Meanwhile, you're slowly dying.
Why do I sound like an old man in this impression?
Because you are old as shit. I'm still a teenager, everyone, just to let you know.
Meh. I still pick Spider-Man. I'm still gonna stick by that. The webs and the Spidey that will make that sacrifice like he did in Spider-Man 1.
I feel like this is a part, like, it needs to have a part 2, this podcast, almost, after we've seen the movie. Because then it's kind of more, the movie's gonna decide who wins. Last time we let Twitter and people texting you, like your parents, decide who won. That's all Stick Boys audiences, by the way, just Joel's parents. Anyway... I'm kidding. It's also Jesse. But no, so also though, if like they do think I won, they can obviously tell me or tell you to tell me, because I think that obviously has to go into this. But who wins in the movie will be a big deal. I don't think there's ever going to be a fight between strictly Captain America and Spider-Man. But I feel like if like the comic book Spider-Man does switch sides, I win. If Spider-Man switches sides and decides to go with Captain America, I automatically win.
See, I don't know if I want to agree to this, because I have a feeling that you're going to stay true to the comics. I think the biggest thing for the movie, I think just watching it and just seeing how it plays out will play a big role. I definitely think there'll be part one and part two to this so that we can find out what the hell happens. So I guess we'll... Do you have any closing remarks?
Just make sure that, like, you can all message me directly, like Twitter, Facebook. I'm on Instagram. It's all just Mackenzie J. Quish or Mackenzie J. 16 or something stupid like that. Find me through Joel. Tell me if you think I won, because I clearly did. Like, if I was dying in a situation, you would call Captain America. I know all you would, too. Especially Rhonda, because she likes Chris Evans.
Mom, just remember, I'm your firstborn. That's very important to remember. And, yeah, let me know. Let Mackenzie know. Who do you think won?
Who's gonna win.
Who's gonna win? And then when Civil War comes out, we'll see that. And then that will decide... That'll be a big factor on who wins. And I know who's gonna win. And... It's that little web-slinger, so...
Okay, but also, in the movie, we're making this clear, if Captain America dies, that doesn't mean he loses.
Aw, I was gonna go with that.
There will be a moment, I guarantee it, where it shows which one out of those two, not out of Tony and Captain. There will be a heroic moment that either, like, Spider-Man has it, and I'll be like, okay, Joel won. Or if Captain America has it, Joel will have to admit that I won.
I don't like admitting...
Yeah,
this.
There's going to have to be a lot of pride on our sides for me to be able to be like, yeah, that was a really heroic thing Spider-Man did.
Well, you better be getting your speech ready on that I'm right. So we'll stay tuned and we'll have part two very soon.
All right, I've run out of patience. On to Ruth!
Hey, everyone.